Hey, it's Wolf. After acing round one, what else does Monty Austinfort have up his sleeve for the rest of the NFL draft? We'll be reacting Monday at 10 a.m. It's Wolf and Luke on Arizona Sports.
All right, round two of the draft set to begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and the Cardinals, as of right now, have the third pick in that second round. So we'll basically become a draft show, at least until the Cardinals make that pick, so we can bring you what they do here on the Burns and Gambo show. But last night, we had our big draft coverage, and we took it right up until the very end, which means we were on the air when our next guest was selected by the Arizona Cardinals. Joining us right now, the 27th pick from last night's draft, the defensive lineman out of Missouri, Darius Robinson, joining us here on Burns and Gambo. Darius, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome to the Valley. We appreciate your time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
One of the best-dressed guys at the draft last night, Burns.
There we go. Looking, that's what I'm talking about.
You were looking sharp, my friend. You were looking sharp.
There we go.
I would say that was a top three outfit of anybody in the entire draft. You wore that well.
Thank you, man. You know, my favorite color is purple, and I'm just glad I was able to put it all together.
I must have been so amazing for you, you know, home in Detroit. But I want to ask you, I want to start off with this. You were a basketball player, man. Canton High School in Michigan, and then you switched late to football. Tell me about that. Tell me what made you decide to make that change from being a basketball player to being a football player.
Yeah, I would say the biggest change was I needed to find a way to get to college. I needed a way to earn a scholarship. So for me, football provided that opportunity, and as I started playing, I earned scholarships. But then, more importantly, I fell in love with the process and fell in love with the game. So I really enjoyed that transition. Thank God I made it, because look where I'm at now, you know.
Was it difficult? I mean, you were a basketball player like until your junior year. I mean, you didn't have a lot of time to impress all the football colleges out there. So was it hard to impress everybody in such a short amount of time playing football?
Yeah, it definitely was, because, you know, at first I didn't get an offer for like 2 months after the season. So I would start thinking, wow, maybe this is really over with. But then I was blessed and earned a scholarship, and then I was all set going forward. But just really thankful for a lot of hard work I put in.
Darius Robinson, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. I want to ask you a question. When you packed last night for your trip to Arizona to meet with the media and meet with the Cardinals brass, how high up on your packing list was your Cotton Bowl ring from when you guys beat Ohio State this past year to make sure you brought that with you? Or did you just wear it all the time?
Yeah, I woke up. That was the first thing I put on this morning. You know, just really thankful that we won the Cotton Bowl. You know, it's so funny. You know, Marvin's my teammate now, so he was joking about it a little bit. But glad we were able to get that win.
Yeah, you made sure he saw it, made sure you were able to show it to him, right? Like, he wasn't there on the field, but, right, you still kind of flashing it in front of him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Last night you did the interview with ESPN when you came off the stage. You described yourself as a violent football player, which is a word that Jonathan Gannon has used many, many times to describe the kind of football players he wants. Tell me about how your style of playing football meshes with his vision of how to coach football.
Yeah, I would say just starting off with the technique and fundamentals, making sure I'm technique sound and everything I do. Just be consistent every time on tape, and then just the violence part is just a want to. You got to want to do it. And I feel like for me, that's kind of my thought process, is the want to. And, you know, when you match a want to with a driven person, you know, you can get a lot of great results. But I know heading into the NFL, I got a lot more work to do. So I'm excited to be here, but got to up the score a little bit, you know.
Let's talk about positional versatility. Your head coach at Missouri was on with our morning guys today, and he was talking about how, you know, you made the switch for the betterment of the team, because you went from tackle to end, an edge rusher. Tell me about that, because now you come into the NFL with experience all over that defensive line. How much do you think that will help you going forward, that you're more of a versatile player?
No, that helped me a lot, because I really understand different block concepts from different positions and how to attack those blocks the right way. And I'm really excited to get to work with my new team and figure out what alignments I'm going to line up in and how best to play it so that we can, you know, stop the run and have some fun. So I'm just really excited for that.
You bet on yourself that you were going to work hard and have a great year, because last year you could have came out and been a mid-round pick if you had come out for the NFL draft. You turned that into being a first-round pick. Tell me about that, betting on yourself and how hard you worked and what you needed to improve on to become a first-rounder.
Yeah, honestly, man, it was a hard decision because I really was that close to just leaving, but I had to be real with myself and ask myself, is this the best I could be? And the answer was no. So I decided to come back to school with a purpose, worked on my pass rush, worked on more hands inside, and just worked on a little techniques, and just really helped me build my confidence with more and more reps on my own, and just feeling great and really excited for this opportunity.
Darius Robinson, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Something I learned about you listening to your press conference a couple of hours ago when we carried it here on our radio station. Tell me about the NIL money that you were getting when you were at Missouri and how you reinvested that into some charitable work that you do in that community. Because I thought that was a great story. Please tell our audience about that.
Yeah, so going into my fifth year at Mizzou turned out to be the best year of my life for many reasons. But one of the main reasons was I was able to benefit from NIL. But instead of that, I started my own nonprofit foundation. So last year I bought 100 book bags for the kids at my church and in the community. And then also that following Christmas time, I raised $3,000 for three families in need. So now my goal is to have three events each year and just giving back and really being appreciative of my blessings and giving them to others.
That's really, really cool. Darius Robinson joining us here. I want to ask you about the Senior Bowl, too. You were voted overall practice player of the week when you were there. How much do you think your performance that week in the Senior Bowl led to what happened last night and the moment you had getting picked in the first round?
I think it's a lot, man. You know, at Missouri, the number one core value is always compete. And I competed all SEC season, and then when I got to the Senior Bowl, on stage with the other high best players of their teams, you know, I just had the same mindset, just attack, attack, attack. I was really blessed to win that award, and I definitely think it helped me a lot. But, you know, I'm just trying to be better than the last time I was on tape.
Tell me, and be honest with me here, did you think you were going to go in the first round? What were you thinking when it got to pick 24, 25, 26, 27, and the end of the round was coming near?
Yeah, no, I knew I was going to go first. If I thought I wasn't going first, I wouldn't have went to the draft. But I was really excited about the opportunities and the conversations between all the teams. But I'm most excited with my team, you know, the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, I'm so glad to be a Cardinal.
Did you know you were going to go to the Cardinals?
You know, it's crazy. If I had to tell you a top three before, they definitely would have been in the top three.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Campbell.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, one more for me. I wanted to ask you about staying the 5 years of Missouri because your head coach today on with our morning show really gave you a lot of credit. He said you stood by him when a lot of others didn't, that you could have left and gone somewhere else, maybe even made more NIL money. But he was really fond of just how loyal you were to the program and him. Tell me about that, the decision to stay at Missouri, even when you became a good football player and not leave.
Yeah, that was one of the things that stuck out to me was Drink. Drink was a guy of high character and high value, and just being bought into his program and just understanding his philosophy and the end goal. So for me, I'm a very coachable person, so just following along with my coach, and we just grew a great relationship. And, you know, he was at my draft party last night, but it was just a crazy opportunity for us to really see all this come together from the start of our relationship to now and then continuing to grow.
Really good stuff. Darius, again, congratulations on being the 27th pick. Congratulations on being a Cardinal. We look forward to meeting you in person. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you so much.